The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
Well, as we said earlier, this is our family Sunday. And normally, as most of you know, our children's pastor, Jim and Hillary Early, would be preaching today and bringing a sermon that is applicable to kids and adults. But they had an opportunity to go on vacation and ask if one of us would cover it. And I said, yeah. We used to do this for years and just love. You know, Charles Spurgeon, the great theologian from England and ministered a lot in France and some in the United States, made a statement. I couldn't actually find the actual quote, so it's going to be my paraphrase. But he basically said this: if your gospel can, and he's speaking to preachers, he said, if your gospel cannot be understood by a 5-year-old, you've got to simplify your gospel. And he was a deep theologian, and yet he spoke profound things with such simplicity. And I believe that if you adults have your antennas up today, there'll be times when I'll be speaking to the kids, but if you have your antennas up today, you will learn a lot. I want to talk today about how principles of receiving from God. The reality is, get this, kids, I'm going to have kids up here in a minute, but kids, get this, God is a spirit. So he's here right now, but he's not preaching. I am. And the reason he's not preaching is because he can't. He's a spirit. And he is purposed to leave the natural things on earth to those who are natural. That's why he needs us. And so, but because God is a spirit, everything he does by speaking it. The only place in Scripture I can find that it implies that God kind of did something apart from speaking it is when he fashioned man. And even then, I think it's more that which we're in the image of. I believe it's the spirit of man that he fashioned. He may have, it says he fashioned us from the dirt, and I've known a lot of people that seem like they're kind of muddy. So it's possible. But the reality is that God does everything with speech. He created with speech. And for that reason, when we talk about receiving from God, one of the keys to receiving from God is to know what he said. Now, those of you who are parents know that the Sunshine Kids have been started a new Reading the Bible program. Is there a kid here who can tell me this month's memory verse? It starts with, your word is. Come on. Word is a lamp. Lamp unto my feet, light unto my path. Amen. And the word of God is very important because it tells us what he said. I think it's important that those of us who are big and adults and are waiting for revival understand this. All you're waiting for is the fulfillment of the promises of God. Most of you know that Marcy's been battling cancer and winning. And we've learned a lot. And one of the things that we've learned that we were weak in understanding the promises of God and how to contend with them. And it wasn't until we really needed a promise that we learned how significant they are and how much we need to put them to work on our behalf. Revival is simply promises fulfilled. It is simply the manifest promise of God, something he promised. Whatever revival brings, whatever revival is to you, if it's a healing revival, it is simply a bringing, a manifestation of the promise of God to heal the sick. And so I want us to focus today on principles for receiving from God with an understanding that God does everything by His Word. That's why it says in Amos chapter 3 that God does nothing except He first reveal His secrets to His servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. God does nothing except He first reveals His secrets to His servants, the prophets. Why? Because He's fixing to do something and He needs somebody to speak it out. He needs to put something so that He can perform it. It's a place that He watches over His word to perform it. I was doing that yesterday too. Don't know why. I don't think it's me. What do you think? You think it's me? He thinks it's me. Could be. Okay. So with that understanding, I'm going to ask if the kids will come on up here, and you can just sit right here in a semicircle where I have room to stand here amongst you. You can face toward me. Come on up, kids. No age. Youth can come on up if you want to. No, sit down there and face this way. All right. Isn't this awesome? Look at this heritage.
I know.
This is cool. Hi. You'll be glad you're here. Okay, kids, we're going to talk about some principles on how we receive from God. Hi, what's your name? I don't know you.
Kyle.
Kyle, I am so glad to meet you. Welcome. It's good to have you here. We're going to talk about some principles of receiving from God, and we're focusing on the fact that before God does something, He makes a promise and says, "This is what I'm going to do." I said a few weeks ago to those, you know, the adults, you know, those guys. I said to them a few weeks ago, if you want to know what God's thinking, just look at His promises. If you want to know what God's going to do, just look at His promises. So, we're going to do a demonstration here today, and we're going to teach some lessons, and you guys are going to help me preach the gospel to them. And a lot of the times, I'm going to be speaking to you. But will you pray with me that they'll be listening? And sometimes I'm going to be speaking to them, and I'm going to be praying that you'll be listening. So here's what I want to do. Just to demonstrate this, I want to make a promise to you, okay? And to some of you out there. And I'm going to make a promise, and then I'm going to fulfill it. But we're going to look at some of the steps that happen to make it happen. Okay? Who knows what a promise is? Yes?
Something that you said you'd do and you do.
Wow. For those of you who didn't hear that, she said a promise is something you said you will do and then you do it. That is amazing. That is what a promise is. Now, I want all you kids to repeat this after me. Bob is not God.
He's not as powerful as God.
But He can keep a promise. And if a man can keep a promise, then certainly God can. Thank you. So we've understood. I'm not God, and I don't think I'm God, but I'm going to make a promise like God would. And here's the promise: every kid here, every youth here, between the ages of 0 and 8 through 18 years old, gets $2 today. Yeah, now we've got your attention. Ooh. Okay, so now we have a promise. It's on the floor. Well, not on the floor. It's in the air, okay?
Well,
And that's how it is with God. There's a promise and it's out there. Now you have some things you need to do. The first thing you need to do is know what was the promise? Who can tell me what the promise was? Yes.
Every kid in between 0 through 18 will get $2.
Okay, all right. I wonder what the word bucks means.
Dollars.
Oh, does it? When I was a kid, we used to give another kid a buck on our bike, and it meant a ride on the back or on the front. And then I went deer hunting, and we were hunting for bucks.
Oh, nice.
Oh man! What if it's like you're going to get a little statue of a little deer? So the first thing we need to do with the promise is we need to sort it out. We need to explore it. Step one, you got to know the promise. Okay, kids, hold steady for a minute. I'm going to speak to the adults. Adults, one thing we've learned, we didn't know the promises. I mean, we knew them in... We didn't know the promises. When you've got stage 4 cancer, you get to know some promises. You may have things going on in your life. I encourage you, get to know the promises. Okay, back to the kids. Yes, you got a question?
No.
Oh. So we need to know what the promise is. I need a sixth grader who reads well. Who would that be? Or a fifth? Where's a fifth grader? You're pointing at one another. How about you? Will you read something for me? Yeah. Would you just please stand? Oh, by the way, could our video guy put our scripture up on the board? And then could anybody, and I mean this sincerely, anybody that has a bulletin bring it up to this young man? This Sunday's bulletin. Okay, Pastor Dave has one. And I encourage the rest of you to check your bulletin. Okay, here's our scripture. If that's our scripture, I wrote down the wrong scripture. I'm sorry, 10:23. But that is a good one, especially as it relates to promises. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. So number one, we need to know what the promise is. Okay. Could you open your bulletin? And I encourage you as well to open your bulletin so you don't think this is rigged. And I want you to look under the section that says, Got Kids. And could you read the last sentence of that first paragraph? Right there. Yeah, starting right there. Wait, I'm sorry. That was me. My bad. I'm just waiting for it to get hot. There we go. Okay.
Every child and youth that is here today between the ages of 0 through 18 years old will receive a $2 bill to the glory of God.
Whoa. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Can you give this back to Pastor Dave? Does anyone else have that same in their bulletin? In the witness of two or three? Okay, yours says the same thing. Okay, kids, did you hear that?
Yeah.
We don't no longer need to figure out what the definition of the word bucks is because we got a clearer definition. It is written. a $2 bill. Now we got another problem. Do $2 bills even exist?
Yes.
They do?
Yeah.
Do they even make them anymore?
No. Yes.
Can you even get them anymore?
Yes.
Can you even spend them anymore? Or are they just paper? Oh, no. Okay, so let's time for testimonies. Testimonies are very valuable in laying hold of the promises of God. Kids, I want you to look out there. How many of you out there have ever seen a $2 bill? Wow. They do exist. How many of you out there have ever spent a $2 bill? Okay, they are spendable. Does anybody here out there have a $2 bill? You do? With you? Could you show? Oh, okay. Does anyone? Okay, but you do have one at home. Okay. She's got two.
And she doesn't lie.
And she doesn't lie. Okay. Is there anyone here who does have a $2 bill? Just happens to have one with them. And it's okay if we don't, but who knows? Okay. So that is awesome. So now we've sorted it out. So now we're at a place where, yes, the promise is real. $2 bills do exist. They are spendable. They are real money. Okay. The next thing that we need to know, by the way, one of the ways that we get to know the promises of God, kids, what are we focusing all this whole semester on?
The Bible.
The Bible. We get to know the promises of God from the Word of God. We get to read, just like we did in the bulletin, what the promise is. Isn't that awesome? Okay, next thing. A promise is no good unless you know the character of the promiser. What if I said to you this morning, every child here between the ages of 0 and 8 through 18 years old this morning is going to get $10,000.
No.
Yeah. Right. Okay, why don't you believe me? And that isn't the promise, by the way. I'm using it as an example. And I want you to know you're right.
Well, you don't have enough money.
You know I don't have that kind of money. That's right. Yeah. So, but it is important. The next thing, and again, the Word of God helps us. We need to get to know the promiser.
God.
Yeah, he's the main promiser. But in this case, you need to decide, is this promiser going to follow through on what I said? What do you think? Most of you have gotten to know me,
yes.
Either up here or some of you out there, either in youth group or in Sunshine Kids. What do you think?
Yes.
You think I'm going to follow through?
Yeah.
You think I like to tease kids?
No.
Yes, I do. Oh, you bet I do. I am the oldest of 8 kids. I mastered in teasing. But that being said, I would never get kids' hopes up, at least not intentionally, and disappoint them. Now, remember that I'm a man and I'm limited in my ability to keep a promise. And yet I want you to know that from about the last 3 weeks since I heard this word and God told me to make this promise and then fulfill it, I have been so excited and I couldn't wait for this day. It's been like, yeah. I can't wait because I get to give stuff away. And I think that's how God is. He that's why it says, when it says he watches over his word to perform it, I believe it's like this. He's just waiting for somebody to take him seriously, believe what he said he would do so that he can do it.
I believe.
You believe. Thank you. You believe I'm going to do it.
Yes.
All right.
Me too.
Okay. Yay. I'm going to get 2 other people up here just to vouch for me. I'm going to ask if I got a helper here. And I'm going to ask if my daughter Renee will come up. just going to ask a few questions. And if you have a question for either of them, you can ask them too. But I'm just going to ask you, do you think I'm going to keep this promise?
Yes.
Do you think I'm going to keep this promise?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do I like kids?
Yes.
Do I tease kids?
Absolutely.
Every chance he gets.
Okay. Do you kids have any questions for these? Because what they're doing is they're vouching for my character. Because there's nobody in this room that knows me better than these two. Nobody. See, because what you have here is father, daughter, and holy helper.
Holy helper.
And she's the exact representation of her father in so many ways. And she knows him so well. And he knows her so well. So much that if he wants a class taught, he can give it a topic and everything. And she'll be able to fulfill it. Because I know how she thinks. And I know what topics would just thrill her. Okay. You guys got any questions, or are you all pretty well convinced? Any questions?
We did a good job convincing.
Here's a good example. I don't know you real well. You haven't been coming here very long. What's your name?
Coming here for a while.
Have you? Haley. Well, I'm Bob. Well, it's good to meet you, Haley. See, some of these kids have known us a long time. You haven't known us as long, only because you haven't been here for real long, but we need to know the promiser. That's why our relationship with God is so important. Okay, any other questions for these two? Okay, you can go sit down for now. They'll be back. The word, kids, we've been having you read the Bible, not just because it's an exercise to get a prize, it's because we know that if you can develop a habit of reading the Word, not to just read words, but to get to know the author and what he said he will do, it is powerful. That's when it is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It's a lamp onto your feet, and it's a light onto your path. Okay? Isn't that cool? Hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. You need to know that he who promised is faithful. Okay? Here's a secret to receiving from God. Believe that you have it before you receive it. How many of you think you have $2 already?
Yeah.
You do. I mean, I'm holding back from giving it until the right time in the message because I don't want to spoil the message. But the reality is that it's like it's already done. It cannot. I suppose a tornado could hit this building and we'd have to get out, and I couldn't. But in my heart, this has been done for over 3 weeks. It's done. And I can tell you this, and you might be counting, well, how many kids and how many youth are there? I mean, there's more than enough. Guarantee. If we'd have had 30 families visiting today, there'd be enough. I made sure. I didn't want to misrepresent the ability of God to keep his promise. There is enough. And so here's the thing, kids. It isn't in your pocket yet, but it might as well be. Because it's done. It's finished. It can't get any more done other than that you to hold it in your... You got a dollar there. Well, we're going to add to that. That was for offering. Well, I'll take that. No. See, believe that you have it. Hold fast to the confession of our hope. Some of you already confessed. This young man right here, what'd you say? You said, I believe. And so do some of the others. You believe it. You're convinced that the promise is real. You're convinced that the person who promised it has the ability and intention of following through on it. And so you just believe. Who is nervous about whether they'll get their $2 or not? Anybody? Good answer. Why? Because it's done. In the heart of the giver, it's done. It's almost like it's on its way and it can't be stopped. We've put it out there. We've got a lot of witnesses. Pride alone will make sure that it happens. And we laugh at that, but that is what God used to convince Moses to follow through on his promise with the children of Israel. He said, "What will people say about you if you destroy these people in the wilderness and start over like you just said you want to?" For my name's sake, I'm going to follow through on this. My reputation is on the line. And in the same way, God is jealous for his reputation. And he makes sure that he keeps his promise. So, just to review, know what is promised, know the promiser, and believe that you have it before you receive it. Here is one of the best ways that I have learned to show that you believe. And that is to thank God for the promise before you even have it. Anybody have anything they want to say to me? And let's repeat that again. One of the best ways to convince the promiser that you believe is to thank him for it before you even have it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for what?
$2.
What $2?
Your $2.
Yeah, it is mine. But in reality, the minute I promised it, it is now yours. No, but it doesn't matter, does it? It will be. It isn't there, but it will be, and it's as good as done. Okay? It's called holding fast to the promise. Okay. I need a couple of people. I need two girls. Yeah. How about you and you? Would you help us? Will you go with Holy Helper on a missionary journey? Because see, here's the thing. The promise is to all. The promise is to all, and not all are here. There's two classrooms over there of don't even know that this promise exists yet. Who's going to tell them? Will you guys go with Holy Helper and tell them? And here's what I would like you to do. I would like you to go and let them know, and Holy Helper will help you. I'd like a count of how many there is. Okay, I need two boys. I need two more missionaries. By the way, when Jesus sent out missionaries, or he sent them out two by two. Let's send you two.
Yay.
And I'm going to send you with daughter.
Okay.
And here's what I would like you to do. I just have a sense that there might be some teenagers, youth type, sitting out in the lobby. And also, it's possible there might be a nursing mom in the nursery with a baby who doesn't even know the promise.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay. The nursery part, daughter will help, or will do. Just realized I sent two boys. Yeah. Okay. So while they're on their missionary journey, here's the deal. It's important that in this whole process that we realize that this promise is a gift. It wasn't earned, okay? That's really important that we understand that. Do I owe anybody here $2? Whoa, that was a good answer. That was a very good answer. I was expecting no because I'd... Okay, before this morning, did I owe anybody $2? Yes? Okay. Okay. And now I do. Why do... That is really... You just added to my sermon. I do because I've promised. Isn't that awesome? But it is a gift, isn't it? It's not earned. Right? It's a gift. It's just given. And it's given freely. Okay. Where'd she go? Wasn't someone sitting there? Oh, no, I gave it to you. Okay, I thought... Oh, the missionaries are back. Yes.
Okay, so in one of them we found 10 and 7.
10 and 7. Okay, awesome. In just a few minutes, we're going to send you back with the promise fulfilled. Okay? All right. Good. And we'll wait for the other missionaries to return. So it's important to recognize that it is a gift and it is not something that was earned. Okay. This one is really important. How many of you feel like this sermon is getting really long? You kids. Here is a key. It's right there. Hold fast to the confession of your hope. Here's what happens. I think it happens with kids. It happens even more with adults. We lose hope because things are delayed. And sometimes it's tested on the inside of us. Oh, he's on a missionary journey. But the one who said early on he believed, that belief sometimes get tested by delay. What if we're almost to the end of this message and you still don't have the $2? Yes? Will it be okay?
Yeah.
Who said that? Why will it be okay?
Because it's still ours. We just don't have it yet.
Very good. Did you hear her? She said it's still hers. She just doesn't have it yet. Adults, if we can catch this, it changes how we receive from God and how we approach God. So we don't lose hope if it's delayed. And here's another thing. We don't compare our... Let me ask you a question. You're sitting right there. She got hers. She got hers. How come you didn't get yours? What'd you do wrong? Nothing. Didn't do anything wrong. There was no condition on the promise. It's a New Testament promise. It's by grace. It's not by performance. Where's our missionaries? What'd you find? Did you find some kids out there?
Mm-hmm. But they were like littler.
Okay. How do we know how many?
Two.
Okay. How about in the mother's room?
Nobody.
No babies in there. Okay. Awesome. Okay. So in a little bit, we're going to send you with 17, and just so parents know, for the tiny tots or the sunshine tots and preschoolers. We have it in an envelope so their name can be written on it. And if they have diaper bags, they'll be put in there. And it, by the way, adults, help me. This is really important to me that we do not miss one kid. It's important. You can help pass it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can help pass it out.
Yeah, no, not out there, but I'd like you to give those away in here. Just go ahead and give it away. Where's yours? Oh, I know that. Yeah, they don't have to be up here. Yeah, I just meant before the day is over. I don't want to miss any. So make sure I get them. Where's yours?
I didn't get mine yet. I
passed it out. So you gave something away you didn't even have yet. Do you know that happens sometimes? You adults do. How many of you have ever seen somebody heal the sick when they're sick themselves or when their child is sick? There are times when we give away that which has been promised and we haven't even yet received the promise ourselves. And sometimes if we compare ourselves among ourselves, we can lose hope. The confession. That's what you did. When you said, I believe, that's a confession. And I want you to know it was very convincing and very memorable. You might be here today, a child or an adult, and you're holding for a promise and you don't see it happening. Don't compare yourself to others. And don't lose hope. Don't lose the confession of your hope. See, God's promises are made with, I made the promise with speech, and the confession of believing was made with speech. And action. He just gave away $2. Because he knows he's already got his. He just doesn't have his yet. By the way, the coming revival, it already is and is building, will be very dependent on our understanding of these principles. And their principles. Kids, say this after me. In the kingdom of God. There are no formulas. But there are principles that come from relationship with God. There's no formulas. This isn't a formula, but they are principles that are, they're all biblical. They're all in the Word. I could give chapter and verse, but I think they're so well known, we don't need to. Don't lose hope if the promise is delayed, and don't compare yourself to others when they receive and you don't. And the more convinced you are that the promise and the promiser are valid, the less it'll bother you. In fact, how many of you can be happy that they've got theirs? Oh, you got yours. Wow, look at there. And I didn't even give it to you. I mean, directly. Isn't that awesome? Give me 5. Yes. Okay, but you can be happy for them. You know what can be really encouraging to the rest of you? They do exist. It is real. And if he did it for her and her and her, he'll do it for you. Okay. Do you have 17 counted out? Okay. Can those two missionaries that went with Holy Helper before go with her again and pass those out? Girls? They were reading their Bible. Oh. Be still my heart. Were you checking out to see if I was theologically sound?
We can bring the money to the people that we saw.
Okay, yes. Was there two you said?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Where's your helper? Will you pass a couple out for me? Give them away just here, right in this group. And while they're out in the highways and the byways, looking for those who haven't known and are receiving the promise, let's do this. Would you and you stand? And will you each take some? And just in this room, go find anybody that is between the ages of 0 and 18, through 18, okay? There's teenagers. Don't make me card you, sir. Now, here's the awesome thing. I know, because you can't keep it a secret, I know there's one here who is not born yet. But how many of you know that's she or do we know she or he?
She.
But we know she is here.
And she inherits the promises.
Right, and she inherits the promises. Now the reality is, listen to me, parents, a number of, not so much these up here, although they could use some supervision in stewarding the promise, but especially those of you who have kids in Sunshine Tots and Sunshine Preschoolers, yes, so find anybody that's pregnant or willing to admit they are. Oh, I know. Hey, did I see a hand over there? Oh, okay. I don't want to see, now I'm in a tough spot because I don't want to announce anything that shouldn't be announced, but I know some things. Are there any other expecting moms in the room that would like to announce it here and now in front of God and everybody? Okay. As I was saying, those of you parents who have kids in Tiny Tots or Sunshine Tots and Sunshine Preschoolers understand this. They need your help in stewarding this promise. But so it is in the real world with God's promises. We as parents get the privilege of teaching our kids the promises and the awesomeness of the promiser. That is the whole purpose of this book, to get to know the author. In fact, here's what I've found, and hear me out before you throw me out. Can I talk to the adults for a minute, kids? I have found this. Have you gotten yours yet?
Oh, yeah.
Good. What have I found? Oh, I've found this. As you spend time in this book, getting to know the promises and the promiser becomes more relevant than the book.
That's good.
And the book simply becomes a tool for me to get to know the promiser, and the book ain't it. But it's precious, and it'll always be precious. Okay, did you have any left over?
No.
Okay, did you have enough? You need more? For those out there? Did we get this little young man right here? Both those? We missed two. Okay. Here's some more. Go find. Help us, moms and dads, help us. We want to make sure everyone receives that should be receiving. Yep, yep. Be patient. Don't let your hope wane. Now, here's what can happen. It can happen to kids, and it can happen to adults. Is sometimes we get so focused on the promise that we forget the promiser. Or we don't forget the promiser, but our focus is on him because of his promise. So those of you who received, did you quit listening? No, I don't think you did. You're still listening. You still like me. Who knows? Maybe next month I'll have fives. Who knows?
Maybe
20s.
Maybe 100.
It could be.
Maybe 50.
That's the great adventure. But you all love me because of me, not because of this, right? For sure? Okay. I believe you. So how many up here haven't received yet?
I haven't.
You haven't? How you doing, though?
Good.
You still believe?
Yeah.
What if I ran out?
I'd be okay.
You'd be okay? I would. You'd be. You might be okay, but I wouldn't.
That you have one.
What are we doing? We're just waiting. Did the missionaries return, all the missionaries? Have we gone into the highways and the byways? Did we check the bathrooms? Okay. She checked the bathrooms. Okay, is there anybody? I know there's some up here still who are helping me preach and who are experiencing divine delay or not so divine. But is there anyone out there who has not received and should have? Awesome. Expectant grandmas. Oh, go ahead. Explain what you mean.
Well, first of all, I said, how about expecting grandmas?
Yeah, and what do you mean by that? Go ahead.
Oh, our son and daughter-in-law that just celebrated their little one, Jules, we call her, first birthday. At her first birthday party, they said they had a present for Jules. And so Jules had on a little onesie that had one on it. And so they opened the box, and here the box set had a little onesie with two. So one is going to become two. John and Ashley are expecting.
Okay, awesome. Okay, now we're going to teach from this for a minute. Does any of you up here have any brothers or sisters that aren't here at church today? You do? You do? So? That's nice. You okay, say that again. Oh, she's over there. Okay. Does anyone... Go ahead. Go ahead, Olivia. He's not here today? Your brother. He's not here.
Whew.
Okay. Do either... Yes.
I have like half the stepbrothers that aren't here.
How many? Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. Okay, do you have a question for me?
No, but I have my two sisters that aren't here.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Okay, so do any three of you have a question for me? Yes. Do you have a question? You mentioned Josiah. Okay, tell me why you mentioned Josiah. And keep going. Since he's not here, do you have a question for me? Okay, Marcy. Since Juliet's future brother or sister isn't here, do you have a question for me?
Dad, is that promise for me? Or for them?
No, you're not between the ages of 18 and. Oh. See, here. What'd she say? Here's what I want us to understand. What that led to is what we call intercession. They are standing in the gap for one who's not here. There is one more piece that I haven't touched on yet. Those of you who haven't received, I'm going to tell you a Bible verse that might help you. But listen closely. It says in James that you do not have because you do not ask. So, does anyone have anything to say to me?
$2. No, I deserve 100 Lego sets.
Okay. When we ask, we don't ask like a beggar because we believe the promise, right? We ask simply to let God know that we haven't forgot. In fact, the Bible talks about when we ask, keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep searching. Now, thank you that you're not going to do that here this morning. I still have a question. Do any of you have a brother or a sister who is not here? Couldn't be here today. Usually is, but couldn't be. You? Okay. What?
Can I deliver for my three brothers that aren't here today?
You have three brothers that aren't here today. Okay. That's for your three brothers. Have you received yours yet? Okay. That's yours. Okay. Anyone else have a brother or sister that usually is here but couldn't be here today? I know you do. Okay, that's for your brother who isn't here today. Now, the promise was everyone between the ages of 0 and 18 that is here today. They're not here, but they are a part of us, and they're within the scope of the promise. Plus, her three brothers had an intercessor here today. That lays hold of that it for them, asks for them. Anyone else have a brother or a sister? Yes. Okay. You want to stand? I want you to give this to everyone who did not get theirs yet. Please stand if you did not get yours. If you're up here, I mean. If you didn't get yours yet. And it's up to you to be honest, and I know you will be.
Did you hear what he said?
No.
I'm giving it to people who aren't begging first.
Okay. Very good.
I'm out.
You're out. You can stay standing. Okay. Oh, those two haven't received. mine? Yes, that's yours. That's yours. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else that has a brother or sister at home that's normally here? Yes. Do you? How many? One. Okay. You do. Okay. Is it the same one? Double intercession. Okay. Let's, kids and adults, let's stand together. By the way, we have. Is there anyone we miss now? Why do I feel like we miss somebody? Okay. Know what was promised? Kids, thank you. Know the promiser. Believe before you receive. Thank him for it before you receive it. Realize it's a gift, it's not earned. Don't lose hope if it's delayed. Don't compare yourself to others, especially those who are receiving. Don't put the promise ahead of the promiser. Don't hesitate to ask. And don't hesitate to ask on others. And then the last one, always give glory to God. Okay, let's pray. Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you that you are the promiser. And we thank you that you do delight to follow through on what you said you would do. We thank you that you are always more interested in our relationship with you than you are in fulfilling the promise, because you know that relationship leads to the promise, but the promise does not necessarily lead to relationship. So, Father, we ask you to help us be a people who love our God, who seek out our God, recognizing that in the ultimate final analysis, it is the promiser who is the greatest reward. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.